Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across the region, with mild temperatures lingering in cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The clear skies offer a peaceful night for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has reportedly destroyed over 20 terrorist infrastructures in Baqa and southern Lebanon, according to Walla from earlier today. Also, in the past hour, Israel Hayom reports Iran is implementing a so-called digital apartheid, shutting down the internet to millions under the guise of digital sovereignty. Also this hour, I-24 News reports Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that the IDF's mission against Hezbollah is far from over. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes Israelis are receiving threatening WhatsApp messages, likely from Iranian hackers, aligning with the tactics of the group Handala. And finally, JNS reports the UN Security Council has criticized Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, citing increased disruption in the Gulf. Reaction has been swift on social media. David Samuel May questioned whether Ukraine's voting record at the UN affects its stance toward Israel, posting just minutes ago. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English shared insights from a former Secret Service agent discussing Washington, D.C.'s consistent choice of venue for major dinners, citing security concerns, posted earlier today. Jewish Warrior 13 noted the extraordinary level of pressure on Iran, pondering what steps might follow if no deal is reached, sharing their thoughts just 35 minutes ago. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operations in Baqa, Walla reports the targeted sites were used by Hezbollah for weapon production and storage. This strike follows a pattern of intensified military actions in the area. This escalation signals a persistent threat along Israel's northern border, impacting regional security. Turning to Iran's internet shutdown, Israel Hayom highlights Tehran's strategy to isolate its population from global information. This move is part of a broader effort to control digital communication. The restriction deepens the divide between Iran and the international community, affecting diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, I-24 News covers Netanyahu's commitment to continued IDF operations against Hezbollah. His statement comes after recent military actions in Lebanon. This ongoing conflict raises concerns over potential regional destabilization. On the cyber front, the Jerusalem Post reports on the psychological warfare conducted through WhatsApp threats believed to be from Iranian hackers. The attack pattern is consistent with past activities by the Handala group. Such cyber threats aim to instill fear and disrupt public morale in Israel. Finally, the UN's condemnation of Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, as reported by JNS, underscores the geopolitical tensions in the Gulf. The blockade impacts global oil supplies, highlighting the strategic importance of this waterway. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that milk prices are set to rise once more by 1.05% starting May 1st, following a recent price hike. This increase will affect household budgets across Israel. Separately, CTEC notes that Lyft has acquired Getz UK operations for $55 million as Getz shifts focus back to its Israeli business. This move marks a significant change in the ride-sharing landscape in Europe. And finally, Walla Business reveals that Elbit has secured a $200 million deal with the Ministry of Defense to produce munitions for the Air Force, further strengthening Israel's defense capabilities. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.